the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
You know how something become holy? We set it aside. It's been sanctified by the anointing, by the Spirit. That's what happened when we bought all. Out of all the olive oil on themselves in the store, we got all and we bought it and we set it before God. And once we set it before Him, we separated it from all the other oil. We put it before God. And say, this is holy. There's something different about this. Just don't go by, oh, I got me a ball from Winn-Dixie. I didn't get a chance to bring mine and set it before the Lord, so I'm just going to believe God's going to move on it. He had a door open, bring it here. I want to pour my anointing, my blessings upon this oil because we're coming into a time and a season that oil that you had down here, you're going to need it this year. I know we have oil on the inside of us. We have the anointing, but this oil is a place of contact. The word says, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of church. And when they come, they're going to anoint you with oil, and they're going to believe in faith. And we should see something happen when we get to what we should be. If we pray, if we use the anointing, not only oil that's in that bottle, but the anointing that's on the inside of you, we should be looking for something to happen. But it starts in the house of prayer. Well, where's the respect for God's house? It's funny, we can come in here, we can have conversation with one another, but we won't come in and start praying. Don't tell me Satan haven't come in. It's God's house. I remember days of old, it wasn't there happening in here. When you came in here, you were going to pray in the household of faith, you were going to treat it like the house of God. A lot of things were not going to happen. It's not a place to just be idly in and thinking you do what you want to do. It's sacred. This is an anointed place. You are standing on holy ground. You are sitting right now in holy vessels. You are sitting in that chair you sit in. It's a holy chair. It's not your average chair. Why is it holy? Because just like the vessels in the temple were set aside, once those vessels entered into the temple of God, they became holy. I'm believing God for miracles back in his house. This word house, oikos, meaning a dwelling. A dwelling. This is a dwelling that we come together. And when we come together in God's house, we form what is called the church, the ecclesia. I'm going to God's house. But when we come together, let me read 1 Timothy. It's a gathering place for God, people. Isn't it something we come into the house of God and we come together and we gather together, we become the church of God, God's people. We have to be able to understand the difference between God's house, the church, and the temple. Listen to what it says. I got excited. Won't he do it? I'm believing God as far as my situation. I want you to know that I'm here, but I'm ahead of schedule. Now, you talk about what I'm doing and where I'm at. I'm ahead of schedule. I shouldn't even be up here today. But God is still working in the midst of. Yeah, you went to the doctor, but God's going to work in the midst of your visit to the doctor. But when you come into the house of prayer, guess what? Prayer is steadily going forth. Even through the message, we are setting up through the message. We still have someone that's praying throughout the message. Don't let them get distracted. They're there to pray throughout the word, throughout the message. They may be silent, but let me tell you, we're going to have some snipers. I don't know if we're snipers, but there's going to be some people in here that's going to be sending for prayer in the midst of the service. Satan, he may have thought he had a place to camp out, but I want to let him know you got to go. Too many of us need miracles. Too many of us need our blessing that we are waiting on. Too many of us need our breakthrough. There's so much we need. So much we don't see happening because we haven't started with the basic fundamentals. Prayer. Fasting. How many of us pray and fast the first 3 days of the month? Even though it's on the calendar, it's prayer. Yeah, we look at it, see it on the calendar. We come and keep on doing what we want to do. See, the enemy, he's doing what he's slowly. That's what they talk about being in the sway of the wicked one. We've church folks sitting in church in the sway of the wicked one. Don't even see Satan putting us to sleep because our flesh is being so entertained. He's just doing what he do, and we're missing that we're slowly drifting away from the principles and the power of God. I'm believing somebody to come in here that need deliverance can get deliverance here in the house. Listen what it says. Listen, Satan just can't come in and do what he want to do. Let me go back. Matthew 12:29 said this. How can one enter into the house of the strong man and spoil his goods? Except he first bind the strong man. We talking about binding the devil. The devil done bound us in church. No, I ain't bound. I'm free. Yeah, okay, listen. Where is your prayer life? If we don't have prayer anywhere else, we have prayer right here. How can, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Anybody need God to do something in their house, in their lives, in their children? When we come and put those things before God in prayer, we're coming in the house of prayer. When we pray, we ought to be believing God for something. And when it looks like it's going the opposite way, that's my proof that God is in the midst of it and he's moving and he's working in it. And Satan trying to get everything to look the opposite way so I can lose my faith. But I know God is moving it, and I know God is going to do it. Why? Because I put my prayers before God. And the word says the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. God is going to do something. If we pray, God is going to do something. Now listen what it says about the house, God's house. 1 Timothy 3:14. These things I write you, that I hope come to you shortly. This is Paul talking. He said, but if I'm delayed, if I don't make it, I'm writing you so you will know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God. There's a certain way we're supposed to carry ourselves in God's house. I was saying earlier about our idle talking and our little conversations that we have. There's something that's not supposed to happen in God's house. If you're so excited, just hold it till you get outside. Or talk about it before you come in. Listen to what it says, that you should know how you are to conduct yourself in the house of God. Which is what? The church of the living God, the house of God. We come into God's house and all the believers form the church of the living God. The ecclesia, the called out one of coming together. God's people, the church. We need somewhere to go. We need somewhere to come. So we come to God's house. We come to the house of prayer. Because we know prayer changes things. That's why I got to get to God's house. I got to get there. I don't need a word. I need to get there so I can be saturated in the prayer that has gone forth, that is steadily covering in this place. I need to get together so I know that God is going to move. I need to get together as a place of contact with the rest of the believers to know that God is steadily moving in my life. God is moving. Look at somebody and tell them it's time. It's time. It's time for miracles. It's time for doors to be opened. It's time for doors to be closed. It's time for us to witness a mighty move of God. It's time. How long are we going to just sit there idle, nodding, not being able to see that what would happen if we would come together as believers in prayer and began to pray and see what happened through our prayer, what God will do? Know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. What's in the house? The church. God's people. We need to know what we are, the ecclesia of the church. Coming together, we are the church. And this word ecclesia comes from the word a calling out of. We've been called out of. Out of the world, out of a sin, out of that dark place. We've been called together as children of God, and we together form the ecclesia of the church. We've been called, there's something different about us. We are not like everybody else. Something different. We shouldn't expect what everybody else expects. We expect God and his word that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. What's the sense of reading it and talking about it and not experiencing it? I want to experience what God's word says. I want to experience that move of God. So we know about the church. We know about God's house. And then we, the people, are the temple. Each one of us are temples in the church, in God's house. Don't we know who we are? This is what the word says. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. You say, do you not know that you are who? The temple of God? We're different. Yeah, we all look like everybody else. When we leave out here into the world, we all look the same, but there's something different about us. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that what? The Spirit of God dwells where? In you. We come into the house of prayer, but in the temple, he say the Spirit of God dwells in us. We got the Spirit of God, this holy temple, coming into this sanctified holy place that's been set aside for us to come together. And we come together as one, the church, and then we believe God for great things to happen. In the fold. Not only that, the word says that we're supposed to be praying for this world, pray for the city, pray for the nation, pray for the believers.
Well, it's
constant prayer, constant prayer.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His Word decreed that He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.